Guernseys, and he always had a few Holsteins in for, because they give you lots of milk, but your Guernsey's milk is richer. So he always had kind of a mixer and a Jersey cow or two.
For cream.
Uh-huh.
What about, did you have a name for milk that was thin?
The skim milk?
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you make, when the milk would start to go a little sour, what would you call that?
Well, some people called it clabbered milk. When we got clabbered milk, we sat it on the back of the stove where it was just warm and made cottage cheese.
I see. And that's the word we use, cottage cheese, never mm-hmm. for smear cakes or anything?
No, uh-uh. Cottage cheese is what.
And did your mother do much baking?
I don't remember.
Sorry.
But I did.
You did.
My father taught me how to cook. He'd had to learn because he never married again. There was never a, except for his sister coming for a little while, there was never an older woman in the household.
How old was he when your mother died?
I was 5, and by the time I was 8 or 9, I was having to take care of things like that.
And your father, I guess he was in his 30s.
Uh-huh. And we made out.
What kind of things would you bake?
I learned to bake bread. We made baking powder biscuits a lot. And breakfast wasn't breakfast without hotcakes. I always had our hotcakes or pancakes, what people call them, for breakfast. And we always had our own chickens, had eggs, and fryers. Fried chicken was a seasonal thing. You had fried chicken when the young chickens got.
What season would that be?
It wouldn't be till, well, we always hoped to have at least a couple fryers ready by the 4th of July, you know. But it was during those couple months in the summer that we had the fried chicken.
What about, you mentioned types of bread. Did you cook with, you made cornbread, I guess?
Oh, yeah, cornbread.
Different types of that.
Well, we made it with yellow cornmeal. When I visited in the South, I got a lot of very delicious cornbread, but it was made with white meal. They still use the white cornmeal there. And you can't even find it in the store here.
But did you have different names for the types of loaves?
No, we just... Cornbread.
And what kind of wheat bread did you
make? We used... wheat flour, not whole wheat flour, but the white flour.
I know. That's because
I won't use anything but whole wheat nowadays. But
what's that stuff they put in the dough that makes it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And if you were referring to a carbonated beverage, how would you refer to it? Generally, you'd say, oh, I want a can of
pop.
That's what you'd say.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you remember when you were growing up, did people ever hear of unlicensed liquor? People making unlicensed liquor?
Or bootleggers?
Now, what would they call what they would make?
Moonshine.
Okay. Any other names they had for that?
I didn't even hear it as I was growing up. I heard him talk about it more from the South than from this area.
What's going on here, too, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so. In fact, my husband's mother used to make beer. But I don't know whether it's when she lived here or up in Montana.
What about, now, if you go to a church social, they often ask you to bring a dish.
Covered dish?
What would that be? A covered dish.
You mean what would be in the dish?
What type of dish would it be?
Oh, baked beans, potato salad,
anything.
Macaroni salad, things like that.
So it could be hot or cold?
Yeah.